Bismillah ve salatu ve selamu ala Resulillah. Allahümme salli ala seyyidina Muhammed ve ala ali seyyidina Muhammed. Kema salleyte ala İbrahim ve ala ali İbrahim inneke hamidun mecid. Allahümme elhimna meraşide umurina ve a'idhna min şururi enfusina. So we will discuss the surah which is known as Surah Al-Qiyamah. Qiyamah, everyone knows what it means. Before discussing the surah, I will make mention of a few ahadith. The inspiration that we take is from the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from Quran. Taking from Quran is most enjoyable because it's something we can memorize, we can read, we listen to. Taking from the ahadith is extremely easy. You don't have to be a master in the Arabic language. To understand the Arabic of Ahadith is very easy compared to the Arabic of Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned with regards to if a person is soft and kind to others, then he can expect Allah tabarakallah to be soft and kind with him. And if a person is hard and harsh with others, then he must not expect that Allah will act soft with him. As you do, the same will be done to you. So I will only translate two ahadiths. May Allah tabarakallah make this a source of inspiration for all of us. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are three qualities. Man kunna fihi. Whoever has these three qualities. Yassarallahu hatfa. Allah will make his death easy for him. Wa adkhalahu jannata. And Allah will enter him into paradise. Rifqun bidda'if. He is soft with whoever is weak. He is soft with whoever is weak. The whole world likes to be a bully. A man is a bully to the one weaker in the house. If the wife is weaker, the man is the bully. If the man is weaker, the wife is the bully. But that man worries about his death. And that is what we're going to do in Surah Qiyamah. Before the surah, in the surah before it, one verse is connection of the previous surah with this surah we're going to do. Allah tabarak ta'ala says, بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. The problem is, people have stopped fearing the akhirah. The problem is, people have stopped fearing the akhirah. It became like a normal thing, like it won't happen. So although we say we're not an atheist, we're not a disbeliever. But many a time it might happen that an angel will tell us, but you act like a disbeliever. بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. The problem is they don't fear the year after. So a man who fears dying, the pains of death, he will choose to be soft today so that the angel will be soft with him tomorrow. He will choose to be soft today, so that the angel will be soft with him tomorrow. Rifqun bidda'if. If ever you want to oppress someone, think about the day you are dying. At that time you got no strength. That pangs of death which is moving through your body, you can't even call out. And in that moment you see the angel coming. At that time you would love to say, I'm so weak. Please, I can't manage any pain. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself said to the angel of death, that death is such a thing. He said, at least you be soft with my ummah. The angel said, I have already been ordered by Allah to be soft with your ummati. But you'll have to really be an ummati. Rifqun bidda'if. Be soft with the weak. And the angel of death will be soft with us. وَشَفَقَةٌ عَلَى الْوَالِدَيْنِ. Be compassionate to parents. Again, this is the same thing. Parents, when they get old, when they're young, they don't need our compassion, we need theirs. So being soft to the weak, compassionate to parents, wa ihsanun ila al mamluk, and showing kindness. Mamluk means slaves. But we live in an era where there's no slaves, workers. And showing kindness to workers. All three are actually one. That if you are kind when you are strong to the one who's not so strong, then Allah will be kind to you when you are weak, and you will be in front of the one who is strong. The equality is whoever has it. Allah will bless him with an easy death, and Allah will enter him into paradise. He is soft with the weak, compassionate on parents, and he is kind to his workers. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, but how many times must I forgive my khadim? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps quiet. Again the man says, how many times must I forgive my khadim? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam keeps quiet. Again the man says, how many times must I forgive my khadim, my worker? He says, U'ufu anhu kulla yawmin sab'een marra. That if you're really asking, then the answer is, you will have to overlook him daily 70 times. You will have to overlook him daily 70 times. Why 70? Because man, he also makes so many errors in front of Allah. And Allah tabarak ta'ala continues overlooking. We normally say we make tawbah. But we make tawbah one time and we make errors hundreds. We make tawbah one and we make errors hundreds. First, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not answer. Second time he did not answer. Why he did not answer? Because the answer would have been too hard. That carry on forgiving your servant even if he makes a mistake 70 times. But because the person pushed, he gave the answer finally. That how you want Allah to deal with you, you will have to be ready to deal with others the same. All of us want Allah tabarak ta'ala's kindness. That is why a man who loves as a bully, he must know that when the person who he bullies, he mocks, he taunts, can't answer back, there is definitely an Allah who is then going to answer back. There is definitely an Allah who is then going to answer back. May Allah tabarakala make us those soft to those who are weak, so that the day we find weakness, Allah tabarakala's kindness overtakes all of us. This surah, Surah Qiyamah, I already mentioned. The introduction to the surah is Balla yakhafuna al-akhirah. The problem is that the people don't fear the hereafter. The problem is that the people don't fear the hereafter. So we will explain three parts of the surah. One is how we will die, because that's the beginning of our qiyam. The surah will mention it in such a unique manner, that when the time of death comes, game is up. We will explain the beginning of the surah, and then we will explain the end of the surah. We will start with the end of the surah, then the beginning, and then we will go to the middle. In the end of the surah, the crux of it is, which a very great alim wrote. And he wrote it so well, thus I will read it, which will make us understand why Allah Tabarakala punishes, why man is shouted so much when he doesn't do what he's supposed to do.
So at the end of the surah, Allah Tabarakallah says that look at you. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّمْ مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى From the verse before. Then do the last. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدَى Does man really think that he was going to be left sudan like Bekar? That I made you, so much of effort went into the mold. Think of me and you. Think of how Allah fashioned us, how He made us, how the mind, the tongue, the eye, the understanding, the growing up. Where a normal father finally tells his son, you good for nothing. Meaning I looked after you for the last 7, 8, 9 years, go work. And the boy is just sitting. But all the father did is he looked after him for the time he had to feed him. But Allah Tabarakala is, you were looked after from the time you were nutfa. One sperm which became a unique man. Then the eye was formed, the ear was formed, the tongue was formed. Allah Tabarakala says, does man really think that he was going to be left just like that? So much of effort in the creation. And there was no work. Was he not once upon a time sperm? Mimmani yi yumna. From that sperm we just squirted out. Meaning valueless, dirty. You caused someone to make ghusl. Man was such. Because of him somebody else had to make ghusl. Two people had to take ghusl. Double napak. Double napak. ثُمَّ كَانَ عَلَقًا And then it became blood. Sperm is dirty. Blood is dirty. فَخَلَقَ فَسَوَّى And then Allah created. فَسَوَّى And Allah perfected. It's something, Quran is Quran. Let's look at it again. أَيَحْسَبُ الْإِنسَانُ أَن يُتْرَكَ سُدًى Does man really think he was made just to lie flat? Bekar, with no purpose in life? Was he not once upon a time mere sperm? Then he was blood. فَخَلَقَ But Allah created. فَصَوَّى Allah perfected. فَجَعَلَ مِنْهُ الزَّوْجَيْنِ And Allah made a unique pair. الذَّكَرَ وَالْأُنْثَى There was a man, there was a woman. How beautiful. Now when man has been made like this, just go a few verses before that. فَلَا صَدَّقَ وَلَا صَلَّى Man was never ready to believe. He was not ready to perform salah. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبَ وَتَوَلَّى Opposite of صَدَّقَ كَذَّبَ All he wanted to do was to belie. وَتَوَلَّى To be obstinate, to turn away, to act independent. Look at Quran. It's hard to explain this. It's called Arabic poetry. Quran has no poetry in it. But the way it came, look at that. صَدَّقَ Three letters with a tashdeed. كَذَّبَ Three letters with a tajdeed. صَلَّى تَوَلَّى ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَحْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى Normally in the wazan, in the ending, they will say that you'll see the rhyme. أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى ثُمَّ أَوْلَى لَكَ فَأَوْلَى سُدَى يُمْنَى سَوَّى Unsa Mauta. So this is what is known as that, like that whole discussion, it calls, it rhymes on that alif at the end. So as you're going to hear this being read, you will pick up that alif. And that's how that entire discussion ends. So normally a person makes a lot of effort to make sure he gets it. In Quran, there's no effort in it. There's no effort for Allah in anything. But what it means, there's no takalluf. It is not out of place, it just fits in so well. And then when you look at it, you said, how perfect it hit the ah. So the meaning of this discussion is, man was not ready to believe. Why? He liked the world too much. He liked this world too much. When he found the world was spoiling his akhirah, فَلَا صَدَّقَ. He was not ready to listen. He was not ready to perform salah. He rather كَذَّبَ. He said, I don't believe. And he turned as though he was independent. ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَحْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. Then he went to his family full of pride. يَتَمَطَّى means you jumping, you bouncing, you acting you are the boss. Who can be a boss in front of Allah? أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. 1, 2. ثُمَّ أَوْلَىٰ لَكَ فَأَوْلَىٰ. 3, 4. Destruction for you, destruction for you. Destruction for you, destruction for you. First destruction is in this world. You can live with the wealth of the world, like how he said in the poem. But if you live under the curses of Allah, Ola. Ola means destruction is for you. It's going to rain on your heads. For Ola, the second destruction is at the time of death. At the time of death. Third awla is on the plains of Hashar. And the last awla is Jahannam. Destruction after destruction after destruction after destruction. Ayahsabul insan. Does man really think we created him just to do nothing? So it was on this point that a very great alim wrote this. He says, in this world whatever is made, if it fulfills the purpose for what it's made, people will not bother how it looks, how he talks or she talks, because as long as the work is getting done, no one bothers how you are. Example, you have a person, he is a builder, but he might not be the most handsome person in the world. But when he came, you never hire someone to be Mrs. Handsome, Mr. Handsome. It's not a pageant taking place. You ask, I want a builder. So the builder might have one eye also out. But he builds. As long as he builds, no one's going to tell him, what's wrong with your eye? You look like Dajjal. He'll say, even Dajjal builds so well. I build so well. No one will bother. Why? Because his purpose is to build. But if he comes onto the plains and he's worried about his clean clothing, he doesn't want to get dirty. And he wants you to appreciate what he's looking at. He'll get fired. He will get fired. While what he was made for, he forgot. And what impressed him, he thought impresses you. So he comes walking with fine clothing like, you tell him, you the boss or I'm the boss. Same man behaves in front of Allah. Some entered this world and forgot they were made as a slave. So they started dressing and behaving like a king. That's ثُمَّ ذَهَبَ إِلَىٰ أَحْلِهِ يَتَمَطَّى. Then I found him going to his family and bouncing like bouncing. I'm the boss. He's the worker. But the worker came in front of the boss bouncing, bouncing. See my clothes. Is there anyone more handsome than me? The worker found the worker, the boss found the worker shouting other workers. He said, that's not your job, you got work to do. He said, it seems you think you became the boss. What about you? Allah's Nabi came to teach the world, we all the slaves of Allah. Even the king is the slave, even the slave is the slave. And the day one person moves out of his work, then he has lost it. This is the end. But does man really think we made him for no reason? You got a purpose in life. You got a purpose in life. We were not worried about how smart he is, because we know what we used to make him. He was sperm, he was blood, and he gives out sperm and blood. Made from sperm and blood, he gives out sperm and blood. Nothing pure comes out of man, dirt comes out of man. So created from dirt, he gives out dirt, and when he dies, he will become dirt. So for that dirty object to stand in front of a pure Allah, as long as he is doing what he is created for, he will get value in the court of Allah. But if he has to walk, talk, behave in a manner that is out of his work, so he says the law is this, that for whatever purpose something is built, if the work is happening from that, then that thing is regarded as something valuable. But if the work doesn't take place from it, then it is called bekar, fruitless, hopeless, a waste. Man's law is the same. That insan, that man who comes in this world knowing he is the slave of Allah, behaving like the slave of Allah, doing as a slave is supposed to do, and it's not easy to be a slave when everyone calls you a slave is very easy. To be a slave when everyone calls you a king is very hard. To be a slave when everyone calls you a king. That was the ta'aleem of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The best of Allah's creation and the greatest in the quality of being a slave. The best of Allah's creation. And the greatest in the quality of being a slave. To be able to join the two together. I'm a king, I'm a slave. I'm a king, I'm a slave. He says that to join opposites is impossible, it's extremely hard. But he says, O Nabi of Allah, what was hard for you? From being the king of the world and to show yourself as the slave of all slaves. He says if someone is very handsome on the outside, or he is not handsome, he is wealthy and from a very high family, or he is not, it makes no difference. The one who is doing his work is valuable. The one who has left his work has no value at all. If the simple man had to be a muflis, poor, unknown, torn clothing, broken shoes, broken house, living in a hut, having no bed, having no good clothing, very coarse clothing. But his heart is blessed with the light of Tawheed. And he is a man staunch with great desire for the sunnah of his Nabi. He fears Allah. He does not break the rights of others. He does not take the wealth of others. He is accepted in the court of Allah. He is beloved to the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, but on the other hand, it could be a Mr. Handsome, Mrs. Beautiful, the best of clothing, the best of beds, the best of houses, the best of rooms. But if their hearts are void of the light of Tawheed, and we find they having no shock desire to follow the sunnah of the master of the world, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to walk kutte or suwar se bhi battar, he says, then let him know that he is even worse than the swine and the dog. Let him know that he is even worse than the swine and the dog. So the end of the surah where Allah Tabarakallah says, if man thinks, I created him just to relax in life, he hasn't got work, then he must know, Ola laka, fa ola, thumma ola, destruction, destruction, destruction, destruction. It's like when someone becomes so upset with someone, by Almighty Allah, there's no swearing. But in a normal working place, you just get angry. I don't know for what reason, in building you get more angry. So one person I visited in one country, he's a builder. The other day he sent me a nice message. He said, you know, I'm in the building field. And there's one thing we can't do without when building. I was wondering what that is. I thought coffee. He said, swearing. He said, swearing. I thought, really in South Africa they swear the workers. That's like a high country. He says, we can't do without swearing. So he said, give me some advice I can come out of this. How are you going to get there? Tell the guy, stop building. Stop building, then you won't swear. So I said to him, I want you to hold your tongue. Once a day, hold your tongue. And thereafter, leave it and say, Allah, your kindness, with this tongue I say so filthy words, and then I still take that bold step to read your Quran. With this tongue I say such filthy words, and then I still go front to read your Quran. So then feel bad about it. What a tongue. Allah allowed it to drink of the sweetest of waters, Quran. And on that same tongue then you go and throw the filthiest of stool also. Filthy words, dirty words. So normally in the building field you get angry and you just swear. A, B, C, D, that's what swearing is, isn't it? Whatever comes to the tongue, This is the meaning of awla laka fa awla. Thumma awla laka fa awla. Destruction, destruction, destruction, destruction. Meaning, what is wrong with you? Oh man, do you think I made you just like that? Why did I make you then? For value, man has jobs. For value, man has a job. If he remembers his job, which is called abdiyat, to be the slave of Allah, then he can expect to get paid for his job. And if he forgets his job and he tries to take somebody else's job, that he mustn't think of getting paid by Almighty Allah. He's going to get fired. In this world he'll get fired, and by Allah he will find fire. In this world he will get fired. By Almighty Allah he will find fire. The beginning of the surah, La uqsimu biyawmi al-qiyamah, wa la uqsimu bin nafsi al-lawwamah. This La Uqsimu has many explanations, but the easy one is there's no need for me to take qasam. Here we have I swear by, meaning I take qasam. But La normally means there's no need. La, I don't. So one translation is La Uqsimu, that there's no need for me to take an oath on the day of Qiyamah. You already know it's coming. You already know. As I told you, its link is with the previous surah. The problem is they don't fear it. بَلَّا يَخَافُونَ الْآخِرَ. It's not that they don't know it. It's they don't fear it. So the surah starts, there's no need for me to take qasam on Qiyamah. You already know it's going to happen. وَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِالنَّفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ. And similarly, there is no need for me to take qasam on your inside that is always troubling you. Meaning when I and you do wrong, the inside troubles. And even if man wants to act like it's not troubling, it's troubling. A man came and he said, what's the principle of good and bad? Nabi saw some hit on his heart. And he said, taqwa is by the heart. Ask yourself. He said, if your heart says this is not right, even if 100 muftis have told you it's right, he said, your heart knows what you're doing is not right. Allah Tabarakallah says, there's no need for me to take a qasam, it's your heart. And your heart is troubling you already. Why it's troubling? Because you know what you did is not right. You know what you did. People cheat, people abuse. The inside tells them you are not fair. But their takabbur doesn't allow them to ever listen to the inside. Allah Ta'ala says, there's no need for me to tell you what you're thinking of. You already know that you are wrong. And when you know you are wrong, you also know something. that if justice doesn't come in this world, justice has to come somewhere else. And that is called Yawmul Qiyamah. So the beginning of the surah, there's no need for me to take a qasam on Qiyamah. You know it's going to happen. And there's no need for me to take a qasam on your heart when it tells you what you're doing is not right. You yourself know you did wrong. And naturally, if you did wrong, and in this world no one took you to task, it means someone has to take you to task. That's Qiyamah. In describing how man will die, and that's the unique part of the surah, Allah Tabarakallah says, so we start from Kalla bal tuhibbun al-ajila. The previous surah, بَلْ لَا يَقَافُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. Problem is, they don't fear the Akhirah. Someone will ask, why don't you fear the Akhirah? Haven't you heard about it? This surah says, the reason is, problem is, تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. You are too much in love with cash. Ajila means haste. Things of this world which comes tomorrow, you can't wait for next week. You love haste too much. وَتَذَرُونَ الْآخِرَةِ. And you have thus forgotten of the year after. Faces on that day will be bright. وُجُوهُي يَوْمَئِذٍ نَاظِرَةٍ. It will be looking at Almighty Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's one unique dua. Unique dua was, وَلَذَّةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِكَ. Oh Allah, when can I get that enjoyment of looking at your being? وَالشَّوْكَ إِلَىٰ لِقَائِكَ. Bless me in this world with that intense passion. I just want to meet you. And then he said, وَإِذَا أَقْرَرْتَ أَعْيُنَ أَحْلِ الدُّنْيَا بِدُنْيَاهُ. When you have given the people of this world happiness with the items of this world, then grant my happiness in your ibadah. On that day, people will look at the Allah. إِلَىٰ رَبِّهَا نَاظِرًا. Opposite. وَوُجُوهُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَاسِرًا. On that day, there will be some faces which will be frowning, which will be sad, which will have no light. تَظُنُّ أَيُّفْ عَلَى بِهَا فَاقِرًا. It will know that now something which is back-breaking is going to happen to them. The man will be standing, but he knows, I'm going to be broken. I'm going to be broken. They normally say the worst punishment is the punishment where you're not getting the punishment, but you know you're going to get it. But just stand there. Just wait. And the man knows he's going to get the punishment. He knows it's coming. He knows what's coming. Jahannam is looking at him. And he says, you just wait. You just carry on waiting. You carry on waiting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, for some people the punishment of waiting will become so severe that a disbeliever will finally say, Allah, just throw me in the fire. I can't wait any longer. That punishment. That will be that day. But remember, the surah speaks about how many destructions. It says, forget that day. Kalla, forget that day. إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. When the soul will reach the collarbone. This is the description of death. And what a description. When you will hear this being read, you must picture the soul coming. Some ulama would explain to people, make muraqabah. They would ask, how do you make muraqabah of death? So they say, very easy. When you lie down on your bed, then you start taking the cover and you start pulling it towards you. As you do that, just think that this is your coffin which someone is pulling over. Because normally when the thing comes over you, then after that, normally you're supposed to sleep till the morning, isn't it? It's only some people in this madrasa, after they put it over them, then 5 minutes later they jump out like monkeys. They're coming out of the cover before test. Before them. Some people wanted to make a joke on Mullah Qasim Nanotwi Rahimullah. It was a time when the Shia and the people against the Shia used to have a lot of conflict in India. They were a Shi'i group. So for them, they thought of the Shia that we will go say, where's that big man, big man, big man, we need him for janazah. And they told the man that when he says Allahu Akbar, then you just jump out, say, ah! And he gets such a shock like. So they came and told him, our friend died, we need you for janazah. And he just, like he wasn't interested. He said, find somebody else. And now for them, the thing was ready. That man was already waiting. They said, it has to be. We want you. Because you're the big man of this town. He said, find somebody else. And they said, no, no, we need you. He always said, if he dies, it must be you. And then he got upset after that. And he just stood up. He said, okay, let's go make the janazah. Come. And for them, it's like a big joke now. He's going to say, Allahu Akbar, and the man will jump up like. But when he went to the janazah, then he said, Allahu Akbar, and the man never jumped. Second Allahu Akbar, they're waiting for the jump. He made salam and he just walked. He just walked. Then they went to shake the man was dead. Man was dead. Messed with the friend of Allah. Allah slapped him before time. Some people have that thing, cover themselves up and jump up after. So Allah Tawar, so they said, Muraqaba, you just pull that thing over you. And you understand one day it's going to come over, but you are not going to be the one taking it off. Said, every day you can think of that. Or this verse, if anyone knows the surah, another Muraqaba, one is that there. But the unique Muraqaba is Quran. You learn a little verses by heart. And you read that verse with the picture. This is a unique muraqabah. Kalla. That forget the year after. Let's speak about life. إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ. When the soul will reach the collarbone. وَقِيل. And when everyone will be saying, مَنْ رَاق. Who is there to blow on this man? Raq, ruqya. Where's the doctor? Call someone. We need help. He's going. And then you'll see someone at that moment is not even lifting the phone. They say, phone the ambulance. And he says, I don't think he's going to make it. وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقُ. He himself will know it's time for separation. They will understand he's going. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. And when the one shin will get stuck to the other shin. When a man's soul comes out, pain. Pain makes the body cringe. The legs get stuck together. Pressing, pressing, pressing. You really understand death. Either we go through it or you read Quran. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمَسَاقُ. On that day you will be taken to your Allah. So we will have the recitation of these verses starting from كَلَّا بَلْ تُحِبُّونَ الْعَاجِلَةِ. The problem is you love haste. You have forgotten your akhirah. Some faces will be radiant looking at Allah. And some will be spoiled, knowing that they are going to be spoiled. Forget the punishment of Hashr. In this world, when the soul will reach the collarbone, when it will be said, where is someone to blow? And you will understand it's time to go. Shan will touch Shan, and you are now moving fast towards your Allah. And thereafter, the next verse, but amazing man in this world, full of pride, yatamatta. He doesn't remember how we made him, perfected him from nothing. Some is a male, some is a female, they got some work in this world. But they are not ready to do their work. May Allah Tabarakallah make us all His faithful slaves. Let us always understand why we are in this world. Let us live up to that. This body, there's no such word called handsome. There is nothing called beautiful. Because khiyarul aib. Khiyarul aib means you sell something which looks so nice. But as soon as the man buys it, he finds it got a fault. If you look at everything in the world, it is called aib. That when you sold it, how nice it looked. You started using it 1-2 days, it no longer keeps. It now became dusty, it now became dirty, it's now not working. The body was so good, day by day it's just going downhill. Everything got an aib. Everything got a fault. So if the whole purpose or the basis of success was the beauty and the strength of the body, then all of us failed. All failed. We have come to present to Almighty Allah something else which is called abdiyat. I am your slave. And I will have to behave like your slave. The entire Quran and Sunnah taught man what it means to be a slave of Almighty Allah. May Allah make us all from His true slaves.
No, from Kallabal, 20.
Make us all from your true slaves. Allah, in your kindness, bless us all with a fruitful, pure tongue. Allah, in your kindness, bless us all with a fruitful, pure tongue. Allah, bless us with a heart that always beats with your shukr. Allah, bless us with a mind that always moves with making tadabbur over your creation. Allah, bless us with a body that is able to be patient on the difficulties of this world. Allah, bless us with a tongue which is lisanan, dhakiran, shakiran. O Allah, a tongue always engaged in your dhikr, moist with your remembrance. always engaged in thanking you. Allah bless us with an eye that does not cheat. Allah bless us with an eye that does not cheat. Allah bless us with a heart that always remembers you. Allah able to recognize you. Allah bless us with a soul that is able to please you. Allah bless us with a soul that is able to please you. Allah make us from those who do not have to ever see difficulties, neither in this world, neither at the time of death. Allah bless us all with the easiest of deaths, the most enviable of deaths, in the best of conditions, in the best of places. Allah grant us a world in the world of Barzakh, which is a picture of Jannatul Firdaus in the world of the grave. Allah on the plains of Hashar, grant us a unique place under your arsh. Allah grant us the comforts of Jannah, while others will be taking their hisab. O Allah, when standing in every difficult place, Allah make our standing the standing of one who is in ease. For some, the standing on Hashar will be like the time it takes to perform only 2 rakats of salah. Allah, in your kindness, let us be those most fortunate people. Allah make us all from the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus. Let us never have to see, Allah, let us never have to taste the burning of the fire of Jahannam. Allah, let us never have to see your anger. Allah, let us never have to see your anger. Allah, let us never have to see your anger. Allah, protect us from every word. Protect us from every act. Protect us from every life, Allah, that brings upon us your anger. Allah, bless us with those actions, with those words. Allah, with that life that pulls towards us your happiness. Allah, you be happy with us. Allah, you be happy with us. Allah, you be happy with us. Allah, you be happy with us. Allah, and make us yours. Allah, and make us yours. Allah, and make us yours. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله.